you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment, y'all.
How you doing on WandaVision, Donna?
I'm a little behind.
Okay. What episode?
Zero.
Okay.
Sorry, I honestly have not been watching TV the last 3 or 4 days.
So. It'll be a nice escape when you re-enter the world of television.
Thank
you. It's
going
to take a break from it all.
You're right, Steve.
In the first one, the Dick Van Dyke Show is essentially what it is. You're going to love it. You'll love it.
Oh, yeah. And doesn't it just turn into like various sitcoms, like mimicking that? That's so clever. I love that.
Yeah. And they kind of explain why that's happening. Kind of, sort of. But the big finale happens this Friday. Is it a two-parter, Grant?
I'm not 100% sure, actually. But I'm just, I'm really excited to see how they're going to kind of leave us hanging for next season, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be a big cliffhanger.
And there will be a second season?
I do believe.
Oh, based on the popularity, they haven't announced it, but I would imagine so. I mean, in the Marvel world, I mean, all my friends, we can't stop talking about it. So, yeah, I would hope so.
All right. All right. I'm going to do this.
Give me a beat. Woo!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Well, this is interesting. On the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony is scheduled for October 30th, and it is going to be at Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse.
Okay. Yeah, sweet venue.
You don't know anything.
Love the name.
I do too. So check this out. It's going to be open to the public. Details about ticket sales for the ceremony will be announced in July. I just think it's already October. You know, and we're hearing Biden say that there will be enough vaccines for everybody by May.
By May, okay.
Yeah, at the end of May. So I wonder if you're going to have to just start showing your vaccination card.
Didn't Royal Caribbean just announce that they have plans for their first cruise, and it will all the crew and all anyone on it will need to be vaccinated?
I did not hear that.
I thought I heard that. I think I just saw that headline the other day. So that could be the case. How do you feel about that?
I feel good about that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Here's what I have found.
I mean, kids can't get into school without having their proper
vaccinations. Fully vaccinated crews with sailings starting in Israel. If you're in the region at any point, this is going to happen in May.
Huh. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. The inductees are going to be announced in May for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Those who are up for the honor are Carole King, Tina Turner, the Go-Go's, Dionne Warwick, Mary J. Blige, and Chaka Khan.
I like the emphasis on J.
I know, right?
Mary J. Blige.
So that'll be interesting. More on that to come, I'm sure. And then I had this really fun story about Michael McDonald.
Sorry. Tell me the thing you're gonna tell me. Michael McDonald.
Do you want to say more?
Like, hey, blah, but I don't know what I think I see.
Maybe we'll just let. Are you doing Taking It to the Street?
You have to finish it, don't you?
Oh, yeah, Lord, you do. So
that was satisfying.
If Michael McDonald had his gut instinct, he may have never written his song with the Doobie Brothers, What a Fool Believes. This came out in 1978. The song, which he created with Kenny Loggins, topped the chart the following year, went on to win 2 Grammy Awards. But he was recently doing some kind of Apple podcast, and he almost abandoned the song after just coming up with a rough version. He said, the first verse was something I jotted down on an envelope on a flight from New York back to L.A. He said, it just kind of popped into my head, and then the piano verse basically was something I'd been messing with for the better part of a year. So he happened to be playing the idea, you know, just working it out on his piano at home as he was waiting for Kenny Loggins to come over.
Mm.
And he thought, this is just kind of a strange pop ditty. And he said, I don't know that I would play that for Kenny. And when he answered the door, he goes, "Before we say anything, you were just playing something on the piano," says Kenny. "I could hear it through the door. Is that something new?" And then Michael McDonald said, "Well, yeah, I was just thinking of playing it, but I wasn't sure." And he said, "That's what I want to work on first." So I guess they were, you know, they were doing a songwriting session. So had it not been for Kenny Loggins, that song may have never existed. Would you like to hear a little bit of it?
I'm jonesing for it at this point.
Yes. Jeez, there were just song lyrics, unfinished lyrics, you name it. He said just piled on the piano. And their publicist at the time, David Guest, he came to the house and he was on the piano working. And he said, "That's really good." And it became a Grammy winner. There you go. The history of the song, What a Fool Believes.
That's fun. I do really like Michael McDonald's voice.
Me too.
I do too. It's like that.
Deeply satisfying to listen to.
It's like that Michael Bolton-y kind of thing.
It's a little bit of grovel. Great vibrato in it.
Yes.
What the hell did he say, though, in the hook there? What a fool. What are the words inside of that?
Hmm.
Do we know? Stevie Boy looking it up.
I'm going to get to it first. Lyrical pursuit here. What a fool believes. What a fool believes he sees. No wise man has the power to reason away.
What seems to be. Is always better than nothing, and nothing at all keeps sending him. Boy, lyrics are
fun.
I know they always mean something to the person who wrote them.
Right.
He came from somewhere back in long ago.
What I'm fascinated by is how everything fits like a puzzle. You know what I mean? Like, you've got the piano, and then you've got the lyrics, but then you have to make the lyrics fit into that melody,
the
beat and all of that. It's just fascinating.
Yeah.
That's why I love that show,
Songland. Why do you love Songland?
It's so good. You have to watch it.
This is, well, as a songwriter myself, I understand what happens, you know? And you, I don't know. It's like, what comes first, the melody, people always ask me, or the lyrics?
Okay.
And you know what? Sometimes you don't always have the same person leading the dance. Is you know what right? I mean? Hey, I always liken it to a dance floor.
Steve, hardest part about writing a hit? Like, what is the hardest part about it?
God in heaven, thank you for asking the question. Grant, it's the life experience. You know, no shortcuts to a lyric well told.
It's true.
You got to live it. And God bless the teeny boppers of the world, but trust me, if they're lucky enough like me to live into their 80s, they will be writing some of their best stuff then.
We're going to take a little break. And then we're going to come back.
Is this Sweet Melissa? Who sang that song?
I don't remember. We'll look into it, okay? And then we've got some news surrounding COVID-19. Just tell you, some of the things that's coming up, when the vaccinations are supposed to be available for everybody, who's next, what Texas just decided to do, lots of stuff, all coming up next on My Talk. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Donna.
I'm wearing underwear.
That is mandated by the company. Happy to hear it. I am, too. What kind of underwear are you wearing now that we're on the topic?
Okay, thank you for asking. I'm actually wearing men's underwear. They're Chill Boys. I love these. They're the bamboo boxer briefs. Yes, they're for men, but women love them too. And because I'm wearing baggy pants today, I'm like, I feel so cool and soft and somewhat ladylike while wearing men's underwear.
What a day it is. Here's the key. The key is bamboo. And I have to tell you that, fellas, maybe you've done this too. You've tried other underwear. I've tried underwear from other companies that claim to be king when it comes to comfort. Not even close. I'm telling you, these are legitimately the most comfortable pair of underwear that have ever adorned my trunks that are my thighs. They feel good. The waistband doesn't curl over in defeat midway through the day. It's comfortable from beginning to end. You have to try them on. Once you do, you will be a believer. More info, you can find it at chillboys.com.
Chill Boys, comfort where it counts. Hey, good morning. Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson. We've got producer I Am Grant here with us as well. Looks like more men than ever are buying makeup now because of Zoom calls.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
I've been on board for a while.
Yeah.
Grant, you have any makeup?
No, but I do need some assistance, and I think you're the guy to help me out.
You know, listen, once you
sorry.
This is my kind of bro time with my boys. Once you wear concealer to cover a blemish one time, then you realize why. Why am I going out with a giant blemish on my face or whatever when I could easily dab this? No one even knows it's there. Skin looks better. I feel more confident.
Well,
what's the problem there?
When we can hang out in a room together, you're going to have to show me your secret tips, buddy.
Oh, I'm not going to show you. Hey.
Ew. This is a family program, guys.
You made it gross, you dirtbag. Hey, once we used to hang out in a room together.
Oh, well, we got to be socially distanced, safe, everything, you know.
You know, I've tried to, like, I've done people's hair before at work. A couple of folks over at Twin Cities Live where I've said, how about you let me get my hands in that mop? And then I get some... Get some hair stuff and
speaking of hair, our college pop culture knowledge involves hair. That's a little hint.
All right.
Hair or no hair. So yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
That's
okay.
Really exciting. Yeah. That's coming up at 10:30. Don't forget today, it's Wednesday. So at 11:30 today, hour three on the podcast, we will do the Millennial X Games. Do we break out the Millennial X Games as its own podcast?
I can do that.
I'm sorry. I was asking curiously. Wrong place to do that.
We don't normally.
But I will.
But we can.
Yes.
That might be fun.
Okay. And then Hannah can. We'll just direct her to you when she wants to yell at us.
Steve, this question is so lame.
Nobody cares.
Do you think? I know she hates our Facebook questions more than any other show.
I think she likes
every other show is probably really like salacious-y headlines. What did you think about Kanye? Our question today, if you missed it, is what is your favorite old person candy? And I immediately have one that comes to mind. I'll save it.
I have one too.
Me too.
Okay, I could go through a whole sleeve of what I'm thinking.
Oh, I love it. All right. Listen, President Biden announced yesterday that the United States will have enough vaccines for every adult by the end of May. That is a jump from the old estimate of June.
And that's because of the Johnson & Johnson breakthrough? Johnson & Johnson and Merck?
I have a friend who works for Merck.
Well, they're rivals. Mark. It would be like Coke and Pepsi getting together.
Yep.
For a vaccine.
For the
so it's great.
Betterment of,
single yes. shot, by the way, the Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, no way. I did not realize that.
Yes,
okay. That's good to know. By the way, people who can get their vaccine right now, healthcare personnel, long-term care residents, okay, then that already happened, but you still obviously can do that. Pre-K to 12th grade educators in child care.
Yep. At our school, they just had a big, they had a day off school, and it was for all of the teachers to go and get vaccinated.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's great. People 65 and older, and then coming up in April, you're very funny. People with specific high-risk health conditions, and then targeted essential workers, people with rare conditions or disabilities that put them at higher risk. I'll link this up because this is the Minnesota COVID-19 response website.
Yeah, that'd be good because there has been a lot of confusion around it. Everyone knows that there are vaccines out there, but they don't know when they can go. How will they be notified that it's now their turn? So any kind of clarifying information is really helpful.
Yeah. From April to May, people 45 to 64 can get vaccinated. People 16 to 44 with two or more high-risk medical conditions. People age 50 and over in multi-generational housing. Mm. So it's all laid out there for you. And again, it'll be linked up at mytalk1071.com. Now this, did you hear about Texas?
I did hear about Texas.
I believe we have the governor of Texas making this announcement on what will begin next week.
I'm issuing a new executive order that rescinds most of the earlier executive orders. Effective next Wednesday, all businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. That includes any type of entity in Texas. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
So there you have it. That's Texas, by the way. That's Texas, if you're just joining us.
Clarify.
Made that announcement. Also, Mississippi is following suit there, it looks like. So 100% all COVID restrictions done. No masks. All businesses open. Full capacity everywhere. It does go against CDC guidelines, obviously. Especially when we're so close.
Yeah.
To, you know, vaccine levels hitting critical mass.
Yeah, you know, I was surprised to hear this. It seems a little premature because it's, I feel like I've heard when you look at the numbers on like on the whole, that there's been good news about, like, statistically about COVID-19 numbers are going trending in the right direction. And so you would think that for the for states that feel extra itchy, like, oh, we gotta go back to normal, that they might take that good news and feel like, you know what, if we really just keep the course for another 30, 60, 90 days, we could be exponentially ahead of where we are right now. Now, here's the one thing I don't know. You know that I'm not a scientist.
No. What?
I thought, what if Texas had said this? We are going to open all businesses. There are no longer restrictions on which businesses can be open. However, and again, I'm not a scientist, the mask mandate is how we are able to do this. So I need you to take this more seriously now than ever. But if you go and you are in a place, then you have a mask on, because I don't know what the transmissibility is. I've wondered, like, could they increase capacity at, let's say, a movie theater or at a shopping store, if there's a mask mandate, but that decreases the risk. It doesn't eliminate the risk. I don't know. I thought Texas is jumping the gun here.
Mm-hmm.
And boys, you heard that. You heard that. Like, I mean, the crowd. Like, yeah.
I know. All it's right. So weird. I saw, you know, people who are from Texas, like John Rich, country artist John Rich, who opens our show. Applauding the governor for this.
Yeah, I was just telling Donna, I have a family member out there who said that they're like, she's seeing people that are hosting mask burning parties in celebration of this lift. You know, it's kind of crazy, you know? It's. Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like you're seeing all of these numbers dropping. Pennsylvania was a real hot spot. They had a dramatic decline in February. You would think that then that would give you a little more motivation, a little more patience if you're feeling,
right,
you know, sort of the itch about all this stuff to just like, all right, let's keep going. Vaccines are coming out at a rapid clip now.
Right. Exactly.
But hey, that's what happens when you have individual states in a country. People choose different things.
For sure. Deregulation, all that stuff. Yep.
Oh, hey, don't start throwing government words around. All right.
Do you
want to
play a game with me?
Okay. Here's a number that you have to call if you want to play, so it's not just awkward with me and Donna. 651-641-1071, the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Today's topic has to do with Hollywood hair of some sort. Give us a call now. You play, you could win. It's next.
You know, these days, it can feel like we're stuck in our houses and looking for a safe escape. Well, good news. The Y is open and safer than ever. They have a helpful tool on their site that tells you how busy each location is, and they do extensive cleaning throughout the day. Plus, you can take virtual Y fitness classes wherever you like. And you can earn a free month if you join by March 18th. Go to ymcanorth.org. This is My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Let's play.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Fine. It's fine.
What have you heard?
Well, we've got a couple games today, starting out today right now with the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Steve is currently in the lead, 23-16. Steve, you won yesterday with our popular magazines topic. Today, we have Julie from East Bethel with us. How you doing, Julie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, Julie.
Hey, man.
Hey.
All right, so Julie,
Julie, you're not the Julie that called in yesterday during confessions talking about some bass-ackwards way about spreading germs in a bathroom, are you?
That wasn't me, no.
Okay. Nope, nope.
We love that Julie, too, if that Julie is listening.
Yes, we do love you, Julie. And Julie, you are playing for a My Talk t-shirt today. And our topic, I mentioned hair, maybe no hair. Today, our topic is bald musicians. Bald musicians. Okay.
You threw me there.
I thought it was going to be big hair, and I know all my pompadour people.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So, would you like to play with Julie? Who would you like to play with, Julie? Donna or Steve?
Donna.
Yeah!
Julie, that was pretty quick.
Thanks,
why Donna?
Because Donna's not in the lead.
She's trying to help a girl out. Thanks,
all right,
Julie.
I'll be here. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, Julie, so if you could just wait till the end here, we'll ask Donna the questions, and then you can either change an answer she you know is wrong or answer one she did not know, okay?
Okay.
All right, Julie, stay on hold here for us, and we'll get to these questions now. Are you ready to go?
Nope.
Nope. All right. Okay. This English rock star was known for wearing extravagant wigs and outfits to hide the fact that he was balding. He was also knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in 1998.
Elton John.
Bald musician Billy Corgan is best known as the lead singer and guitarist for this popular rock band.
Oh, shoot. Come back to that.
This bald British singer was married to Heidi Klum from 2005 to 2012.
Seal. Okay, that's Seal. Billy Corgan. Oh, why is this happening to me right now? Ugh. I want to Google it so bad. I'm going to need Julie's help on that one. Darn it. On the tip of my tongue.
Why we have Julie here. Hopefully, Julie, do you know the band?
Smashing Pumpkins.
Girl!
Okay.
Woo! Yes.
Bam.
Thank you, Julie. All right.
You're
all right.
Welcome.
All right, nobody say anything. All right, do you want me to call Steve back?
Yeah, would you?
Anybody want to say anything about him in the meantime?
We get enough on our own time when he's not here, right, Donna?
Yes.
Julie, you know what? That was a huge save there. Good job.
Yeah, straight up. Sorry,
no, you're good. I get it. I was like, Steve, hi.
Hey, man. Stevie. Steven.
Julie, you got anything planned for the day?
When my husband gets home from work, we're going to go to the bar.
Really? Nice. Oh, where are you calling from?
East Bethel.
Oh, East Bethel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
Right, we're going to go to EJ's.
Good. Have some fun, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, cool. Steve. What is he doing?
I don't know.
I keep calling him. I'm calling him. He's not coming. He must be disconnected. Whew.
Well, in that case, this could be interesting.
I'm going to tell him to call us, okay?
We could get Bea Arthur to come in and play.
No, she'll get it because she was a program director and worked in... and she also worked in music radio. So she will definitely get that.
Okay.
All right. I'm trying to text him, but he's not responding. This is awkward.
Very much so.
So, how about the weather, huh?
Very, very nice out. It's going to be 50.
Yeah, it's getting nice out there.
It's going to be 50 degrees this week here. You guys talk. I'll call Steve on the extra line here, okay?
Okay. So, Julie, what do you do?
I drive garbage truck.
You do? That's badass.
Yeah, I've had the last 3 days off, so I've just been hanging around at the house.
I'm here.
Oh, good for you.
I am.
Okay. Hi, guys. Steve. How's it going?
Good, I think.
What happened?
I don't know. I have nothing that is notifying me. Emails are not coming through.
Oh.
Text messages. I'm seeing this. Notification
says,
not popping
hi.
Up.
Steve,
what did I miss?
Steve, call us.
Mom.
I should have called. 651.
Mommy.
Hi.
Ma.
All right. Okay.
How'd it go, ladies?
It was okay. It was fine.
Sinead O'Connor, first answer. Sorry.
Oh, good guess. And it's Sinead.
All right, Julie, if you could wait, we're going to get Steve these questions here, and we'll come back to you guys after we're done with Steve, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go, Steve. This English rock star was known for wearing extravagant wigs and outfits to hide the fact that he was balding. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in 1998.
Elton John.
Bald musician Billy Corgan is best known as the lead singer...
Smashing Pumpkins.
This bald British singer and songwriter was married to Heidi Klum from 2005 to 2012.
Seal. Ask the first question again.
This English rock star was known for wearing extravagant wigs and outfits to hide the fact that he was balding. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth II in 1998.
I'm going to stick with Sir Elton John. Sir Mick Jagger? Sir Elton John. I'm going to just stick with it. Donna! Stop. freaking me out over here, man.
Looks like we're going to have to go to the tiebreaker. No! Okay.
Three for three? Were we both 3 for 3?
You were both 3 for 3. It was Sir Elton John, The Smashing Pumpkins, and Seal. Now, this one, it's a little bit different, Julie. If you don't know, what we do now is if you know the answer, say your name, and then you'll get an opportunity to answer the question. Once you say your name and answer the question once, you have to wait till everybody gets their answer in before you get another opportunity, okay?
Okay.
All right. Donna, Steve, Julie, ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bald fraternal twins Robin and Maurice Gibbs make up two-thirds.
Donna. Bee Gees.
Incorrect. Of the Bee Gees, what is the name of the older brother and third member of the Bee Gees?
How does this work now?
You can't say anything now.
Now you can't either, so it's just your lifeline. Well, Julie? What were you going to say, Grant? You are the leader, and we trust your leadership.
Steve, you technically didn't say your name.
What is it?
That's why he's disqualified.
So we're looking for the third brother's name of the Bee Gees. Do you have any idea? If once you say no, then these guys have an opportunity to chime in.
I'll go with David.
Donna. Maurice.
And she came in and saved Donna.
Yes, she did.
And with the Smashing Pumpkins. So very good job, Julie.
Oh, man.
You're welcome.
Bye, Julie. Have fun with your hubby today.
I will.
Okay, bye.
Stay on hold for us.
Guess I'm the underdog now, guys. So when you call tomorrow, be sure to blindly put your support.
You're still winning.
On Stevie Boy. I know, but I'm down on my luck now. I lost. Shoot.
And I just watched that Bee Gees documentary. I just was not listening.
That's
to
why.
The
remember, I was like, "Yeah, I was like, because I'm going
to
make it where you think you're going to know the answer,
right? Yeah,
got to listen to the full question.
You're
then,
right,
like, idiots. We just, just
puking it out there.
Tragedy.
Everybody on the show.
There are six things that always go on sale in March. They are as follows: TVs. Manufacturers are getting ready to release new models, so it's the second best month of the year to buy a TV. November is the first. FYI, I might buy a TV.
I was kind of thinking about getting like a TV that you could put in your garage.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's probably stupid and pointless.
No, not if you spend time in your garage. We know you do.
You know, I'm thinking about changing where I smoke my meats, by the way. Thanks for asking.
Isn't it dangerous to do that in the garage,
I don't do it in the garage, but my setup is all in the garage. That's where the pellets are. The smoker is.
I see.
But I think I might move it.
Okay. Good luck to you, sir.
Where to? Thanks for asking, Don.
Jewelry.
Oh, buy your baubles.
Left over from Valentine's Day, so they dropped their prices. Number three on the list of things that always go on sale in March is winter sports gear. Skis, snowboards, heavy coats. That's always when I buy my coat. I buy everything off season. Like now I would be buying like boots. It's a good time to buy boots.
Christmas lights.
Correct. Although it's going to be hard. They always try to get rid of them so quick.
I know. Before Christmas sometimes.
Really?
Yes. Sorry.
Yes.
Before the holidays. No,
yes, who?
What is going on?
Yes, Queen.
Was there a knock knock joke that I missed?
You said yes. And I said, yes, who? You're supposed to say yes, Queen.
This is why we have the awards that we have.
Which is totals, let's see, 0.
But if you combine those with my Twin Cities Lifetime, by the way, I also have 0.
Oh, wow. That's impressive. Frozen food always goes on sale in March. March is National Frozen Foods Month. So that's when a lot of grocery stores offer deals. And something called the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association also partners with coupons.com to offer more discounts. You're welcome. Mattresses. New models are on the way, so stores are trying to get rid of last year's stuff. Grills, Steve. Last chance to get a deal before prices go up ahead of summer, and they usually don't drop back down until like July or August. So
I'd love to see you manning a grill. That'd be cool.
I don't think I've ever grilled in my life, and I
had
some pretty nice grills. You know, I can't say in my life. If I have people over and we're gonna grill, I am never the one grilling. No. Never.
Yeah, grilling for a group is always intimidating. That's why, actually, I would suggest, oh, bonus tip, that it's easier to smoke for a group, to smoke meats, because it happens long before. But whenever you're seasoning the meat and about to take it out, and someone's going out there with you, and
you're like, get away from me,
kind of critiquing how you're grilling it.
Yeah, they're like, eyeballing, you know, it, like, don't you think you should turn that over?
Yeah.
Don't you think you should shut your trap?
Standing like a bunch of city workers with a shovel, just staring at you while you're doing all the work, critiquing you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, standing there drinking a beer, and you're just like, go away, go find something to do. It's like backseat drivers, you know? Don't bother me.
Yeah, I don't even like driving with other people. I don't want other people in the car. I don't want to take a road trip with you.
Me too. I hate it.
In fact, like with Twin Cities Live, when we're doing shoots, I just go myself. I'll meet you there. I don't care. And I won't claim the mileage. I'd rather just have my own time to make phone calls if I need to, or to just not talk.
Susie!
I do like other people driving me around.
Oh, I hate that. Oh, I don't
hate
trust
driving. I don't. Yeah, I'm fine. I do like hold on to the handle a little longer sometimes than I should. I always think people are going to like drive into the median. Anyway, that's
People love having you there.
Oh, totally.
You're the gripper. You're holding on to that weird thing that comes down from the roof.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
As you break kind of heavy,
I start breaking too. Yeah.
She puts her hands up on the dash, like, you know, and makes you nervous, thinking you're going to hit somebody.
Yeah, that's funny. More car talk when we come back. All right. And Steve's going to tell you about Microsoft Mesh.
Guys, listen, you don't know what that is. I'm telling you, though, it could change the way you meet with your coworkers in the future. Truly.
Oh, okay.
Truly crazy breakthrough technology. Tell you about it next on Donna and Steve.
Hey, good morning. It's us, Donna and Steve, My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. What is this Microsoft Mesh that you speak of?
Thanks for asking, Donna. It's a new technology that could change the way that we meet. And they think it's Microsoft's way of saying we're going to double down on this remote working, remote learning. More things are going to happen in different spaces now. The typical brick and mortar will never be quite as filled as it was before, again, because technology is going to keep advancing and making it easier for us to feel like we're in the same place. Now, as good as we get right now is Zoom, right? You're on a Zoom message or Zoom call, mm-hmm. and it's like, oh, great, and you see people.
Google chat and all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I want you to look at the second link that I have. You see it down there? Here's a cool link.
Yes.
Click on the here's a cool link thing.
Okay.
This is an article on Mashable.
What?
And they're talking about Microsoft Mesh. So imagine you have a meeting. Instead of logging onto your computer and firing up the camera and setting your background, instead you put on an AR, augmented reality / virtual reality headset. And rather than staring at coworkers through tiny windows on the Zoom screen, you interact with their avatars in a virtual space and even pass objects to one another. Scroll down a little bit in that article, Donna, and a video will start to play.
Yep.
And it shows there's almost like a fake tablet, an augmented, a hologram tablet there.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, they say that you will be able to be there as a hologram. You'll be able to see other people as holograms.
What?
No kidding. And with this headset on. Now, virtual reality headsets are already rather immersive. You know, it's really quite something that they're able to do.
I can't stop looking at this person's house.
Now, they could have tidied it a bit. Is that what you're talking about?
This person, I'm picturing being very rich.
Are you looking at the right video?
Well, I'm picturing a person with that kind of smarts being filthy rich, yes.
But the decor doesn't strike you as super rich, right? Now that we're home-shaming this person. Are we looking at the same thing? Is there?
Yes, there's like masks hanging on the doorknob.
Yeah.
There's like a mushroom.
Oh, rich is not how I would describe. This looks like all of us.
No,
this looks like anyone's
what I'm
little
saying
room.
Is I expected more. I expected fancier because somebody who is that incredibly intelligent and smart probably has a really great paying job.
Well, maybe this is room 33 in the house.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. This is where they play with the holograms. It's cute. I don't mind it. I kind of like that dresser, actually.
Okay, now we're saving face. Want to make sure we don't get canceled for house shaming suddenly.
No shame. It's fine. It's a fine, normal house.
It looks like all of our house.
I just pictured it being like Bill Gates' house.
So I think what you're seeing is the writer on Mashable.
Oh.
It's their house. In fact, this poor person even said, not poor. I mean, now I feel bad that we're beating up on this person. In parentheses, it says, please ignore my messy room. Thank you very much. To which we did not read.
No,
and
we didn't
did
read
not
it.
Do.
Didn't get the memo. Sorry.
Wouldn't have killed for a little tidy up. I'm sorry. What are we doing? Thank you so much, Mashable writer, for showing us this technology. Yes. Are we ready to talk about what we're actually looking at?
Yes.
Despite the fact that she's got maybe one too many knickknacks on the buffet table. This is virtual reality, augmented reality, and mixed reality all coming together. Mixed reality is combining the real and the digital, letting users interact with both, but not just through your phone. So virtual reality is fully immersive digital experience. You have a phone, you have the headset on, and you're in that place. Augmented reality overlays digital objects into the real world like Pokemon Go. Mixed reality combines those two. So Mesh users would then be able to, Microsoft Mesh, would be able to strap on their VR headsets and then just beam into meetings where their avatars can hang out and virtually collaborate. Tablet, PC, smartphone users can join too, but the experience not quite as interactive. Now, eventually, Microsoft wants to put your like Zoom meetings just on steroids so that you now all feel like you're in the same virtual space together. They also think that at some point they will be able to have holograms, so it's not just, you know, blocky animated avatars.
Okay, because that's the thing that is weird to me. Like, if I were talking to animated Steve as a hologram, I'd be like, I can't take you seriously.
Right. If I was trying to, like, say a serious thing, too.
Right.
But it's really crazy. It's kind of like, it brings visions of Iron Man, I'm thinking of a scene in Avatar, things in the latest Star Wars movies too, where, you know, they're all around a circular table and then up pops this hologram image that they are interacting and manipulating with their hands. It's kind of like that. I think it's interesting technology.
Yeah, it's really scary cool.
Yes.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen. Oh, man. I did not say it like that.
Yeah, you did a pretty good job describing this. Thank you. Because it looks like a lot of difficult information to pass along.
And we would like to say that we are sorry to the Mashable writer. First, we'd like to say thank you. And then we'd like to say that we're sorry.
I was just thinking, this person is just like us. That's what I was really thinking.
Yeah, but this person didn't create it, because if you created Microsoft Mesh, you need to be in Laguna,
with
a beach house, right. You know what I mean, beautiful water.
Right.
This was all of our lackey. Office.
Yep.
Don't call them wacky.
I only said lackey.
Oh, okay.
All right, now we dance.
Oh, feels good.
What up? We're going to come back with a dirt alert from I Am Grand, and then we're going to talk about Louis Anderson and Coming to America. I would like to discuss this with you.
I am looking forward to discussing it with you. And how do you get into Coming to America? How do you get cast?
Good question.
Eddie Murphy tells the story next.